three-dimensional white characters are recessed into the side of a block, whose surface reflects swirling grey clouds. Stage 6. Sony Pictures Releasing International and Stage 6 Films presents a significant production with I Am Other Entertainment in association with Revolt Films. A caption. 1. Noun, a drug taken illegally for recreational purposes. 2. Noun, a stupid person. 3. Slang, excellent, used as a generalized term of approval. Dope. The skyline of Los Angeles, a pile of videotapes labeled Yo MTV Raps, a bedroom cluttered with rap and hip-hop albums and posters. A good-looking young black kid, Malcolm, springs up off his bed and gets dressed. His afro hair is cut in a neat flat top. In the living room with his mum, Lisa.
I just read that money as we know it is dead.
Soon the world is only gonna buy and sell products using bitcoins. It's like a complicated math equation.
So one day we're gonna buy things with numbers from a math equation.
Dope, right?
Malcolm Adekambi is a geek. Malcolm lives with his single mother and has only one memory of his father.
A flashback of young Malcolm picking up a package that's come from Nigeria. Inside is a photo of Malcolm and his dad with "My favorite movie, Happy Birthday, Son," written on it. The present is a video of the movie Superfly. Back in the present, Malcolm listens to a cassette Walkman and rides a BMX bike through town.
Malcolm lives in Inglewood, California, in the Darby Dixon neighborhood referred to as the Bottoms.
Riding along the sidewalk, Malcolm slows up when he sees a slender, attractive young woman walking to her car. Malcolm stares at her transfixed. She wears tight jeans, a t-shirt tied at the waist, and dark glasses. Her hips sway as she walks. She flicks her long braided hair aside. Malcolm stops and two kids ride up either side of him.
Give me your bike, nigga!
Malcolm's friends, Jib and Diggy, are also geeks.
Yo.
They watch the young woman.
Shit. All I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Word.
Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy are all deeply obsessed with 90s hip-hop culture. Submerging themselves in the music, watching old Yo MTV Raps episodes for fashion tips, and using the slang.
Huh?
Bro, that shit was whack.
What? They were biting Brand Nubian. That's not even possible.
Jackpot, niggas. Gushy, gushy.
Oh, did I mention that Diggy was a lesbian? Although from the way she dresses, you might not have noticed she's a girl.
A congregation surrounds her.
Save her, Lord! Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every Sunday, her grandmother asked the church to lay their hands on her in order to pray away the gay.
Diggy has her eye on a sexy young Christian. Malcolm, Diggy, and Jib arrive at school.
So did it work?
You know, I was watching Justin Bieber the other night and I got a little moist. Well, maybe.
That's just because he's a little old, though.
That's true. He's a very pretty nigga.
Yes, he is.
What's up, boss?
For most geeks, okay, a bad day might be being the butt of jokes in class, the occasional food prank, and worse, being beat up by a jock. But when you live in the Bottoms, a bad day might be accidentally getting killed. Like why Tony Johnson, who got shot buying a pastrami cheeseburger from Jimmy's Burger on Centinela.
Hey! It's a roll of six, stop it!
Game Boy hits the floor.
The real tragedy is that he was seconds away from defeating Ganon. He had a hell of a comic book collection.
Jib has a bunch of flowers.
Jib has been trying to talk Y Tony's mom into giving them to him for the past 2 weeks.
She shuts the door on him.
Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy don't play sports and they aren't in a gang. They're always getting ridiculed by their peers because they're into white shit. Like skateboards, manga comics, Donald Glover, and for listening to white shit like trash talk, TV on the radio, and for doing white shit like getting good grades and applying to college. Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy used to be in the school marching band, but quit in protest after refusing to play the Harlem Shake. They arranged to use the music room during lunch for their recently formed punk band, Oreo.
They film themselves using a smartphone on a tripod. Diggy's on drums, Jib's on bass, Malcolm plays guitar and sings lead vocals.
Yeah, first day in school, good grades are cool, trying to find a new way to roll, and land a new major boo. My mind is like a ride, bumping young Jeezy inside. I march to the beat of my own drum, and tomorrow don't care about the outcome.
It's time to get live, live, I mean fucking live, adrenaline on
drive. Life at home is hard to survive. Your friends come over to give you a ride. It's so hot, you could evaporate rain. So much anger, but you don't feel pain. Then you say, stop with this. Storm out the door and scream, fuck this shit.
Program, nigga, shoe program. Turn around. Let me see what the fuck you working with. Oh, shit, man. All these motherfuckers got small feet around this bitch. God damn, nigga, I don't know why you was looking. Hey, hey, my nigga, my G.
The bully, Bug, shoves Malcolm.
Goddamn, what's up with you? Hey, them last shoes you gave me, man, I was feeling them classics. The Force 2s? Yeah, I was liking those. What's these you got on?
Bro, these are straight from the flea market.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. These are J3s. The red mark on them. Oh, yes. Come about those. Right now.
He wants Malcolm's trainers.
Right now, nigga? You speak English? Do I gotta beat the shit out of you again and take them?
Malcolm unlaces a trainer.
Damn. This nigga speaking African and some shit like he don't speak what we speak. Nigga always talk.
Malcolm makes a run for it, and Jib and Diggy follow. Bug and his friends run after them across a walkway and down some steps. Malcolm drops the trainer he took off. They head for the school entrance, and the security guard, Stacy, stops Bug.
Hey, hold up, hold up. What the fuck?
Get the hands off me, man.
Don't think I'm gonna beat your ass, Marquise. I came up with your daddy. You better ask him about Stacy and see what's what around this motherfucker.
They eyeball each other fiercely. Bug holds up the dropped trainer.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the other one, you little bitch-ass nigga.
Go, man.
Malcolm, Diggy, and Jib go. A teacher, Mr. Bailey, looks at a paper written by Malcolm. The title, November 30, 1988. A research thesis to discover Ice Cube's good day.
Malcolm, when I see stuff like this personal essay, I think you're not taking the process seriously.
I'm taking it seriously, Mr. Bailey, I promise. I'm talking about something that I love. I mean, it's well-reasoned, supported with historical data. It shows creativity, critical thinking. If Neil deGrasse Tyson was writing about Ice Cube, this is what it would look like.
I suggest you go in a different direction. Write something personal about you, your family, your life.
Malcolm looks around unsurely.
Yeah, I could write about the typical, I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood, raised by a single mother, don't know my dad, blah, blah.
It's cliche.
This here, this is creative. This shows that I'm different. This is the kind of essay that Harvard wants from their students.
Malcolm, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're pretty damn arrogant. You think you're gonna get into Harvard?
He points at Malcolm.
Who do you think you are? You go to high school in Inglewood. To the admissions committee, your straight A's, they don't mean shit. If you're really serious about this exercise, you're not just wasting my time or yours. Then it's going to be about your personal statement, your SAT scores, your recommendations, and most importantly, your alumni interview tomorrow. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You better be. I just found out you're interviewing with Austin Jacoby.
He hands Malcolm a card.
He's from Inglewood, too, so he'll be able to relate to your circumstances.
Jacoby check casher? Harvard? Really?
I'm sorry. They don't all go on to be president.
On their BMXs, Jib, Malcolm, and Diggy stop. Across the street, members of a street gang are shooting a video of themselves.
On this day, their usual route home is blocked by a blood gathering. They were shooting a video for their YouTube channel.
Bug poses with Malcolm's trainer.
Well, where you want to go?
Some nigga really needs to invent an app like Waze to avoid all these hood traps.
The only way to get home is down 104th Street. But that's where the dope dealers are, who for sport routinely try to steal their bikes.
Dope dealers run at them, Jib and Diggy ride off.
Such is the life of a geek in the bottoms. A daily navigation between bad and worse choices.
Come here, little nigga.
Left alone, Malcolm goes over to the guy calling out, who's sitting on the trunk of a flash green convertible. He takes off his shades.
Yo, man, I be seeing you and your little friends with y'all flat tops and MC Hammer pants, riding around and shit, looking like y'all came out of the DeLorean or some shit. The fuck is up with that shit anyway?
You know, the 90s, it's like the golden age of hip-hop. Everything from Takes a Nation of Millions to The Blueprint was killing it. Guess me and my friends just wish we grew up back then.
It Takes a Nation came out in 88. Blueprint came out 2001. What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Technically,
Malcolm shifts awkwardly.
But you know, the spirit of the music was definitely still 90s. I mean, Takes a Nation, Straight Outta Compton, Paid in Full was ahead of their time. Then you got Snoop, Biggie, Wu-Tang, they took the game to the next level. Blueprint was kind of like the punctuation mark.
Let's not forget, the 90s also gave us Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer, and we can't forget about the Fresh Prince.
Everything in the 90s wasn't great, but man, you gotta admit, Summertime was a classic.
What's your name, little nigga?
It's Malcolm.
Look ahead, Malcolm. I want you to do a favor. You see that green apartment there in the middle of the block?
He points and Malcolm looks in that direction.
It's a nice little piece over there. I want you to go up to her and tell her that Don wants to talk to her.
That's it?
Yeah, nigga, can you handle that?
Yeah.
Get the pedal in, nigga.
Dom shoves Malcolm and he goes across the street. Dom takes a joint from his buddy and has a puff. Malcolm rides up to the entrance and bumps into a step.
Yeah.
Malcolm climbs off his bike and goes up a couple of steps. The person Dom wants him to talk to is the pretty young woman that caught Malcolm's eye earlier, Nakia. She's sitting on fire escape steps, writing in a notebook. She doesn't look up at Malcolm, who stands staring at her.
You gonna say something or just stare at me?
Dom says that he would like you to come over and talk to him.
She smiles.
Well, why don't you tell Dom that if he wants to talk to me, he can come over here and be a fucking man and not send a little kid to talk for him. Tell him just like that.
She winks at him, back with Dom.
She said that shit.
And that Dominique was way cooler before he became Dom. And that if you think that she cares about your dope money, she doesn't.
Listen, tell her that I'm throwing a birthday party at Burst tonight, and I would really enjoy the pleasure of her company. God, nigga.
He returns to Nakia and looks at what she's writing in her notebook.
You should work inside out. The stuff in the brackets first, and then square this up.
She eyes him curiously, then continues with the equation she's working on. She shows him what she's done, and he smiles.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Malcolm looks a little entranced.
Dom says he's throwing a birthday party tonight at Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Said he'd really love the pleasure of your company.
She grins.
That nigga did not say that.
He did. I swear.
Lord.
She steps down to him.
Well, I'll go if you go.
She eyes him.
I'll save you a dance.
He watches her go dreamily, Jib and Diggy are with Malcolm in his bedroom.
You are going. We are going. She metaphorically showed you her pussy and said, come and fuck me.
Jib, this is Dom we're talking about. We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party. That's... you're tripping.
We're in our senior year, bitches, okay? It is time we started expanding our horizons.
No.
Call your mom and tell her you're studying late at my place. Come on, dig? Huh?
Look, it's better than what you normally do at night, so...
Last night, Malcolm looks at women shaking their behinds on a video and masturbates. Back in the present, he wears a guilty expression. Night, Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy follow three sexy women to the club entrance.
Don't stop! Pop that pussy, let me see.
Oh, hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Oh, looking beautiful. One, two, and three. Has been working on my spade. Wait, what you doing?
You let them in without checking the list. What's up?
Okay, let me educate you real quick.
I am the gatekeeper. I'm the grandmaster, the authority in keeping a proper nigga to whole ratio. You understand what I'm saying? So unless you little niggas got some pussies, I'ma need y'all to get the fuck up.
I have one.
I know y'all some bitches, but you ain't gotta say you
no,
got
no,
pussies.
No, 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 no. She's a girl.
What?
Biggie shows her chest.
This little nigga's a bitch. Like boys don't cry like a motherfucker. Remember we were saying that shit?
What the fuck? Let us in.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, it's 21 and older. I'ma need some ID, some verification.
They look shifty.
Oh, wait. Y'all don't have no IDs? Sorry. I'ma need y'all to get the fuck off. Come on, get the fuck off.
There's a Baskin Robbins down the street. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, man, don't this dude look like a dude that dance on in Santa Monica?
Coming in, right?
Nakia walks past Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy. Malcolm watches Nakia, and she smiles at him and heads for the entrance. Malcolm sees a roadie carrying a record box to the back entrance.
Looking good.
Malcolm leads the others through the back entrance, and they grab a couple of record boxes. They hurry through and are stopped by bouncers. Dom and his crew walk up.
Yo, it's cool, it's cool. Let him in.
Wait.
Look, I can't let you do that. These kids are underage, and I cannot lose my license tonight. Not tonight.
I don't mind having this discussion with you. I actually enjoy thoughtful exchange about this. And you do bring up a valid point, you know what I'm saying? See, you put me in a bit of a spot, nigga. So I can't have you back talking to me in front of my niggas. Who's fucking your ass up, you feel me?
Like, you don't have to do
that. I'm trying to do that. I mean, I don't want to. It's my birthday and shit, but it's principles to this shit, and I'm a principal man.
Hey, nigga. Look, they ain't got it. It's all good.
I know they got it, and that's my point. But I got this nigga talking to me, telling me what he can't let me do and shit. Like, I give a fuck. If I let this shit slide, we got what they call a slippery slope. You know what a slippery slope is, nigga?
No, I don't know what a slope is.
Anyone?
Dude got anything to do with skiing?
Nigga, shut your ass down, man. I know using your brain is a challenge and shit.
You
might fuck around and give yourself a concussion.
It's a small event that leads to a chain reaction of events with unintended consequences that were unforeseen at the time of the inciting event.
They all stare at Malcolm, and Dom starts to smile.
This is a smart little nigga right here, bro. You probably got like one of them photogenic brains or some shit, huh?
You mean photographic memory?
Nigga, what'd I just say?
I mean, yeah, you said it. Yeah. Reiterating.
I'm still a little shaky on the concept.
Basically, if I let this nigga slide, man, then I'm gonna have the next nigga coming along thinking they could pop off and shit, you know what I'm saying? And so on and so forth.
Dom punches the bouncer hard and his crew lay into him.
Oh, shit.
Hey, little nigga. Coming in? Yo, it's cool. Coming in, mother?
With his backpack slung on his shoulder, Malcolm looks around fearfully.
Nigga, come on!
He looks into the club and sees Nakia dancing around. He steps forward, Jib and Diggy follow.
Yeah.
Nigga, school's out. What the fuck you doing with a bag on?
Hey, throw this behind the bar for my little home.
Yo, let me get a round of shots. Cheers.
Malcolm, Jib and Diggy drink shots with Don. They all get into it, smoking and drinking. Jib stays at the bar and drinks more shots with the guy. Jib starts to look woozy. Diggy, Jib, and Malcolm jump around to the music. Jib drinks another shot. Diggy dances close with another girl. The guy with Jib encourages him to drink more. Jib downs a shot and slithers to the floor. Back on his feet, Jib jumps around with Diggy and Malcolm. They all wave their arms in the air. Jib tries yet another drink and pukes it up. Diggy and the girl dance close. Jib downs the dregs of his drink. A guy takes the mic.
You was in my position, wouldn't know what to do. Honestly, you gotta endorse, you roll with me, cause I'm getting it. If I was a rapper, it would be the same story. Yeah. These girls love the boy, these girls love the boy, they love the boy. These girls love the boy, these girls love the boy, they love the boy.
Malcolm looks through the crowd and sees Nakia with some girls. She has a glass of champagne in her hand. She sees Malcolm and smiles. Malcolm licks his lips and steals himself. Jib and Diggy watch Malcolm walk over to Nakia.
Hey, Nakia.
Hi. So you're gonna ask me to dance or what?
He smiles shyly. She puts her hand on his shoulder and dances with him. Nodding his head to the music, Jib looks over at them. Nakia sways to the music close to Malcolm. She has her hand on his waist. She gazes at him, then sees Dom walking over to her, smiling.
I think you said something about me being man enough to come talk to you. Now this dance, Nakia, it's my birthday, you know.
We were dancing, man.
Kids say the darndest things, don't they? See, this is what happens when you don't spank your children.
Dom cocks his head for Malcolm to go, and Malcolm reluctantly walks away. Dom wears a black T-shirt with a white Eye of Horus on it and loads of chains around his neck.
Anyways.
Why do you have to talk to him like that?
Malcolm watches Nakia smiling and laughing with Dom. Dom leans down close to her. Jib looks at Malcolm, concerned.
You look nice tonight.
Dom kisses Nakia's hand and goes to the crew member that called over. Nakia looks slightly put out and wanders off into the crowd of dancers. Malcolm can't take his eyes off her. Dom goes to a back room to join his crew. One of the guys, DeAndre, plays a surveillance video of a U.S. Army missile strike.
Boom! Damn, nigga, that was ill. This nigga ain't no wethead. Check this nigga out. Walking this jihad dog and shit, scratching his nuts. Yahtzee, nigga. Dude, this shit crazy. Yo, man, straight up, I really used to think Obama was a bitch, man. Drone stole a nigga? That's some gangster shit. I need one of them motherfuckers.
Ah, yeah. That shit ain't funny. It's fucked up if you really think about it.
How, nigga? He killing all them al-Qaeda's and shit?
Nigga, that ain't all that gets killed. And the nigga saying he could drone strike Americans, too. They killed an American working with them niggas in Yemen.
Man, he was a terrorist, dog. So it's like set tripping. You can't decide to be a blood, then get mad if the Crips try to kill you and shit.
Man, all I'm saying is, this shit started somewhere like Pakistan or some shit. Before you know it, they start saying that we're the terrorists. They gonna have planes riding all around Inglewood, dropping bombs on Crenshaw and shit, man.
Ah, slippery slope.
Exactly, nigga.
Shit, I wish a nigga would try to fly drones in my hood. Fuck that. Hell yeah.
I wish I would see one of them motherfuckers.
DeAndre opens a case with 5 fat packets of white powder in it. Dom puts them in a bag.
Breakfast Club, nigga. Molly Ringwald.
So that's the latest and greatest shit, huh?
Yes, sir. Pure as numb pussy. You know what I'm saying? This ain't like that ghetto shit y'all niggas been fucking with either, man. It's that A1 shit. Yeah, AJ said you ready to move out the D-League. Move out. Yeah.
A guy in a balaclava bursts in and blasts DeAndre with a shotgun. Another guy shoots a pistol. Dom ducks behind a table, then returns fire with a pistol. Members of the crew get hit. Holding the bag of drugs, Dom slips out of a doorway. He backs into the club, which is in chaos. A SWAT team has arrived. Dom crouches down behind a bar. Dom grabs a cowering Malcolm.
Get the fuck out of here, let's go! Go!
One of the SWAT team grabs Dom. Malcolm sees Nakia on the floor.
Nakia!
He helps her to her feet and they head outside where people are running in every direction. Several police cars have arrived.
Yo, you're all right?
Yeah.
They stop and look around.
Malcolm!
Jib and Diggy are by a fence.
Shit. Come on, I drove.
Diggy and Jib watch Malcolm go with Nakia. Jib shakes his fist encouragingly. Later, Nakia parks her car on a quiet street. She looks over at Malcolm in the passenger seat and smiles encouragingly.
Thanks for helping me. Most of those niggas just saw me and stepped over me.
Luckily for you, I'm not one of those niggas.
Oh, really? What are you then?
Uh-uh. I'm black as fuck, right? I guess I'm just used to hearing that niggas don't listen to this, niggas don't do that,
Niggas don't go to college unless they play ball or whatever. Just tell them to accept it. Just not one of those niggas.
Well, me neither then. Because I'm going to college. Just gotta get my GED first.
So you were studying for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I pass, I'll go to El Camino or Santa Monica or something. Transfer to Dominguez or Northridge.
You shouldn't sell yourself short. You could do better.
You hardly know me, so how can you say that?
You just tell. You shouldn't settle for what's expected.
Like Dom, right?
He waves his hand at her.
I didn't say that.
Don't try and be slick. You're trying to block him.
So you two... you
it's
guys...
It's complicated. But trust me, he's got nothing on you. He probably got all the girls lined up asking you to prom and shit.
He looks down and shakes his head sadly.
You making fun of me?
No. I'm sorry. Hey, I didn't go to my prom.
You didn't go to your prom?
Seriously. I had one guy ask me. Anthony Davis. And he fucking stood me up. I didn't even care about missing prom. I was more mad about not going to Six Flags the next day. All my friends had dates. I didn't want to go alone.
Would you want to go to prom with me?
She smiles, then looks down bashfully.
I mean, I know that I'm not complicated or... But...
It's just with studying and all. I don't think I'll have time. But thank you.
What if I helped you study? And what if you passed the GED? Would you go with me then?
She studies him.
I'll think about it.
He smiles broadly at her. In his room, he masturbates while looking at a photo of Nakia.
Oh, shit.
At school.
Three words. Did you fuck?
Malcolm looks away from Jib.
Oh, man, you a pussy,
come
nigga.
Come on, man. She let me fill her titties and finger bang.
Bullshit. That shit
don't... No, I'm dead ass serious. Come on, smell my fingers.
Yeah. I don't smell shit. Just cream.
You never smelled pussy before.
Wait, I have. Yeah, I don't
see, she don't smell shit either.
Your pussy.
Exactly.
At the body scanner.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You two go back through one at a time. One at a time.
What's getting into you?
Malcolm walks through the body scanner again.
Hey, calm down.
Stacy waves Malcolm on.
Go. Everybody else wait. Turn around, go back. We gotta do pat downs. The machine is broke.
Malcolm goes and opens his locker and takes his backpack off his back. He unzips it and looks inside. He looks shocked and peers closer. He closes the locker and runs off with his backpack.
Yo, Michael,
oh, shit.
Biggie and Jib follow Malcolm to the music room.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong? What?
The drugs and a gunner in the backpack.
Fuck! Is that real? Yo, how'd you get this shit?
No fucking clue, Jim. No fucking clue.
What do you mean you don't have a fucking clue?
I have no fucking clue where that gun came from. Or the drugs.
A flashback of Dom crouched behind the bar during the gunfight. He transfers the packets of MDMA and his gun to Malcolm's backpack and gives it to him.
Go.
Malcolm runs.
Last night at the fucking party. At the party, Dom put that shit in my bag. Had to be.
Well, we gotta get rid of it then. You know?
Yeah.
Dump it or take it to the police, yeah. Take it to the police.
Are you joking? You want three niggas to take a bag full of dope and a gun to the fucking police station? Like, here you go.
No. It's no one.
And you don't expect Dom to find out who snitched?
Well, what do you want to do with it?
Yo, that's a lot of weight. It's like 20, 30
keys. I don't know. It's a lot of shit, right?
I don't know, Dig. I don't know anything about this shit. All I know is GZ paid LeBron and Jay paid Dwayne Wade.
What? He was talking about dope?
Malcolm stares at his bag. Jib takes out a ringing phone.
Shit. I answered it.
You did what? I don't want that shit.
He thrusts it on Diggy, who throws it at Malcolm, who reluctantly holds it up.
Hello?
Who the fuck is this?
Jib and Diggy watch.
Who is this?
It's the nigga that's gonna fuck you up. You keep asking questions. Now, who the fuck is this?
Jib emphatically shakes his head.
I prefer not to say.
Okay, I see how we gonna do this then. If this ain't a nigga named Malcolm at UConn in 104th Street, then I'm gonna kill your ass.
How do you know where I am?
Find an iPhone. Steve Jobs a motherfucking genius.
Oh, shit.
Now, if this a nigga named Malcolm, say damn right. Otherwise, click, click, boom.
Damn right. Damn right my name is Malcolm.
Malcolm. Malcolm. How you feeling? Dom told me there's a mix-up. You accidentally took my lunch. That true?
Took your lunch?
Yeah, my lunch. A nigga hungry.
Yes. Yes, yes, I... Yeah. Uh-huh. Bologna sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Bologna. It got cheese on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talking about the same sandwich, nigga? Because I ain't asked for no cheese. I find that my fucking sandwich got cheese on it, I'm going to kill your ass.
I don't know nothing. You just... You know, there's a bag and...
What? You don't want to get all cute talking about bologna sandwiches and shit. I just asked you if you had my lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Your lunch is right here. I'm looking at it right now.
Coolio. Now, after school, you're going to see a red El Camino parked in this handsome-ass nigga inside. That ain't Lance Gross, nigga. That's yours truly. Just walk up, hand me the bologna sandwich, and be on your way. You have a nice, happy, productive life. Hell of a story to tell. You got it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Red El Camino after school. Cool.
It's almost over, little nigga. You did good.
Malcolm hangs up.
What the fuck did we get ourselves into, man?
They put the gun and the drugs back in the bag.
I don't see it.
Later, they head out of school. Malcolm has his backpack on his back.
Where is he?
They go to get their bikes.
Yo, he's over there.
A red car passes.
Where?
Right.
Oh, I see him.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
You good?
Yeah.
Malcolm wheels his bike away. He looks back to see Jib and Diggy staying put.
He asked for you alone, you know? I got your back and all. It's just I don't want to mess with his explicit instructions. You'll be fine, bro. Right? You're just dropping it off. You're good.
Malcolm lays his bike down and walks towards the road. A red Chevrolet El Camino, a coupe utility vehicle, is parked at the curb. Malcolm takes the phone out of his bag.
I got your lunch. I'm walking to the red El Camino right now.
What'd you say?
Who's this?
It's Dom, man. Look, do you have what I left in the backpack?
Yeah. Yeah. You in the Red El Camino?
The fuck you talking about?
Somebody called me earlier saying I need to bring him the sandwich.
Nigga, why the fuck are you talking about sandwiches right now?
The backpack. He said that I needed to bring it to him after school. He'd be in a Red El Camino.
Dom is calling from jail.
Yo, McFly, I want you to listen to what I'm about to tell you right now. Somebody snitched.
I'm in county right now. I don't know who the fuck called you.
There's two possibilities. Either the motherfucker in the El Camino is Popo, as soon as you give him the package, he gonna arrest you.
Or that motherfucker's a snitch. In that case, he'll take the package, kill you, then I'm headed to Chino with a price on my head.
Look, I'm gonna need you to trust me right about now. You understand?
Do not take that backpack to the nigga in the whip, else we both fuck. You hear me?
I'm gonna text you this address. Go there, ask for AJ. Tell him it's about the boys' club.
Give him the package and tell him it's from me. You hear me? Nigga, run. Get the fuck out of there, nigga. Run. Go now. Get the fuck out of there.
Oh, shit.
Go.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit.
Malcolm gets on his bike. He, Diggy, and Jib ride up. The El Camino U-turns and drives after them. Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy stop at a fenced-off highway, fling their bikes over, and climb over themselves. The El Camino stops and a guy gets out.
Get the fuck back over here! Let's go!
Malcolm leads Diggy and Jib across a bridge with Thurgood Marshall Justice Plaza written on the side. They carry on cycling along a sidewalk.
Yo, man, what the hell happened? Who the fuck was that?
Dom.
What?
Dom. That nigga called me and said that the nigga that called earlier isn't with him.
Well, then who is he?
Malcolm throws up his hand.
Oh, shit. How the fuck did they find us? Yo, let's go.
They ride off as the El Camino approaches. The guy in the passenger seat, The Voice, is using the Find My iPhone application to track Malcolm on a street map. Malcolm points at a passing bus and they ride towards it. The Voice sees the flashing icon for the iPhone approaching on his tablet computer. He looks up at the bus as it drives past.
Right here, right ahead. It's that bus.
His driver swings round.
Right there, they're on that bus. Let's go.
He pulls in front of the bus, forcing it to stop. The Voice gets out and aims a gun.
Open the fucking door, bitch!
He gets on board. The driver is Malcolm's mother, Lisa.
You see three little niggas get on this bus a couple stops ago?
I don't know. A lot of young niggas get on this bus.
Don't get smart. I'm just asking you a motherfucking question, all right?
Man, I don't see shit with the road.
He touches his tablet computer and plays sound flashes up.
He's here.
He walks through the bus, waving his gun at the passengers.
Is it you? Is it fucking me?
A young guy cowers fearfully. The Voice finds an iPhone on the windowsill.
Congratulations, you have found your iPhone.
He takes the phone and goes. Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy ride along a road lined with tall palm trees.
The world is yours. It's mine, whose world is this?
Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy cycle up a street of affluent houses. They go up the drive of a large white house. Malcolm walks up to the red front door and knocks.
Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right.
Malcolm waits with Jib and Diggy behind him. He knocks again. A pretty young woman wearing a silky robe opens the doors. Malcolm, Diggy, and Jib stare at her. A young man comes over.
Yo, Lily, what are you doing to open the door butt-ass naked for?
She gives him the finger and walks off.
Excuse my dumbass sister, man. What up?
Are you AJ?
No, that's my dad.
I need to speak to him. It's about Boys Club.
Right. Well, my dad's at his office for like a couple hours, but y'all can hang out here until he gets back if you want.
Malcolm sees Lily drop her robe to the floor.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You want to come in?
Yeah.
So come in.
They walk in past the guy, Jaleel, who shuts the doors. He fingers the red edging on Malcolm's blue short-sleeved shirt.
Paru? Crenshaw Mafia?
I'm just Malcolm.
That's a hood, though, right? Right? Fuck crab-ass niggas!
They stop in the hallway and look around. Malcolm looks bemused.
Yeah.
Jaleel raises his eyebrows at Malcolm.
Yeah.
Then the guest house is where I got my studio. That's where I lay down my tracks. That's where I get it.
Jaleel leads them outside, and Malcolm stops and stares at pretty young Lily, who's in the swimming pool looking back at him. Her long black hair is swept to one side, and she's up to her neck in the clear water with her arms outstretched. Malcolm joins the others in the guest house studio, which has instruments and a PA set up. Jaleel is sitting at a mixing desk. Diggy and Jib sit with him.
Fuck around with it, you know. I do my little thing. My style is, I'm like a Dilla meets a no ID. with a little bit of splash of Rick Rubin.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I actually got some that I did the other day. Check this out. Yeah, riding in my whip, left on Imperial. Hoes trying to milk a nigga just like Burial. Bowing on these hoes.
Burial?
Yeah, what the fuck is Burial?
Oh, shit. Look, I meant cereal. But that's how much I hate crab-ass niggas. You know what I mean? Because my mind, it thinks these C words, but my mouth won't let me say them.
Okay, so you replace words that start with C's with B's?
Like, crib dyslexia.
Criplexia.
But only soft C's, because you said crab, no problem.
That's true. Why won't your mind tell your mouth to say brab instead of crab?
I don't know. It's like a case-by-case thing.
Not base-by-base? See, you would think this hard C would be the issue, but nah. That's interesting.
Fuck y'all. I'm just trying to rep my set. That's it.
But Derek doesn't have a set.
Fuck you mean?
I don't...
Does that make me any less of a nigga than y'all?
No.
Because my dad is from the bottoms.
Yeah.
My uncle... Everybody on my side repping the Inglewood family.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where my heart is.
Yeah.
Even though my body's right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's boo.
They snigger at Jaleel.
Fuck all y'all. Because I was in the good mood and shit. Yeah. All right?
They bring me down.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
Song that we... You just reminded us of something we was writing.
Was. Let's get to it.
What you mean?
Let's record.
Let's record what?
The song. Quit fucking around. Let's... Come on.
They record.
I'm eating food. Can't bring me down. Can't bring me down. Can't bring me down. I'm in a good mood. Can't bring me down. Can't bring me down. Can't bring me down.
Randy.
The El Camino is parked at Randy's Donuts. The voice gets a box of donuts and stuffs one into his mouth. An address pops up on his phone.
Check this out.
To the driver.
Lord Nichols. Got him.
Yeah, I know y'all hungry. If you want, you can just help yourself in my fridge. I can have Marta cook us up something.
Ooh, could you cook chili cheese fries?
Chili cheese fries, yeah. Marta!
Right?
Where you get them at?
Jimmy's Burgers on Sanella and in Inglewood Avenue.
Yes. Cuatro órdenes de chili cheese fries at Jimmy's Burgers on Sentinella in Inglewood.
As plump Marta walks off laughing, Lily comes in wearing a tight pink play suit, sits down and fixes Malcolm with a sexy smile.
Niggas, that's raw.
You coming, Malcolm?
In her low-cut play suit, Lily leans towards Malcolm.
No, I think I'm gonna stay here.
Jaleel drives away with Diggy and Jib in a black Maserati. The red El Camino is parked across the street and follows. Lily lights a joint and has a puff. Lily sits looking at Malcolm, who has a guitar on his lap.
So, you're a boy from the hood. Good thing you found the boys' club and have such an amazing mentor as my father.
Malcolm's eyes dart around nervously. Lily leans back and smiles.
I'm bored as fuck. Will you play with me, my little boy from the hood?
Yeah. Yeah, we... I can... Well, what do you want to play?
How about we play Mother May I? You remember that game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
She stands with her back to him, and he stares at her exposed behind.
What's your name?
Lily. No, you're supposed to ask me something like, Mother, may I take two steps? If I say yes, you take two steps toward me. Or I may say no, you have to take three steps back. Now it's my turn to ask the questions.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
He stands with his back to her.
May I take off my clothes?
Malcolm looks startled.
Yeah. Yeah.
She unzips her play suit and pulls it off, so she's just in her skimpy briefs.
May I walk over to you?
Yeah.
She walks up behind him and stands close to him.
May I touch you?
She glides her hands over his shoulders and presses her lips against his cheek.
Are you a virgin?
He tries to look non-committal.
No.
He glances at her nervously.
Don't do that. There are too many liars and bullshitters in this house, Malcolm. I can tell you're not like that. Not like him. Don't start now, okay?
Okay. Yes, I'm a virgin.
I gotta pee. Jaleel keeps rubbers over there.
She points, then pulls him close by his shoulder.
I want you ready when I get back.
She kisses him and slinks away. Malcolm blinks and frowns unsurely. Lily watches him. He turns to her, and she looks at him imploringly.
Go.
The voice and his driver arrive at Jimmy's Burgers.
Can we get some chili cheese fries?
Some burgers, too.
All right, we'll get,
Yo, can I get a grilled cheese?
The voice grabs Diggy.
What the fuck is this?
He spins Jaleel around, and Jaleel frowns at him.
You got a problem, Blood?
The voice grins at his shorter driver.
Listen to this motherfucking Abercrombie, you French-ass nigga. You little niggas were supposed to deliver my lunch today. After school. Now I need my shit. Right now, nigga. Right now.
What the fuck are you even talking about, nigga? You hungry? She's right there. Order some shit.
Order some shit.
See, first of all, you do not know me.
Jaleel pulls a gun.
Let me tell you what's going down. All right? We're gonna order our food. And then you can order your lunch or whatever the fuck else. All right? Then we're gonna keep it pushing.
At the studio, Malcolm has taken his top off. He looks around on the floor.
Where's my bag?
A flashback of Malcolm fully clothed with his backpack on, having a pee. Lily comes in.
What's in the backpack? That's from my dad, right?
Back in the present.
Lily! Lily!
He goes to a bathroom door.
Lily!
She's taking ecstasy on a baby's dummy.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
She's spaced out.
Look! You don't know what you... This is your... Oh, my God. This can't even be... Look at you!
She sits on a unit.
What is wrong with you? Oh.
Have you ever fucked on Molly?
I haven't fucked on anything, remember?
She straddles him on the floor, flat on his back.
Okay. Okay. All right.
She pukes over his face. Malcolm springs up to wipe himself, and Lily sits on the floor laughing.
What the fuck? Oh, stop! You threw up from the... It's everywhere! It's all in my mouth!
Lily answers his phone.
Who the fuck is this? Why are you yelling at me? I don't know you, Mr. Bailey. But you're being very rude.
What the fuck?
Bye.
Yes, this is not...
Malcolm, come here.
Lily tries to wrestle the phone off him.
Yes, can I reschedule, please? Mr. Bailey, come on.
Malcolm stares at his phone despairingly. He shrugs Lily off his back.
Fuck!
Malcolm stuffs his phone and the pack of ecstasy in his backpack and heads off. Lily puts her robe on.
Wait.
I have to go.
Wait, we're not done yet.
I have to go.
Where are you going?
Stop being so mean. I spaced on my college interviews. I only have 20 minutes to get down there, or my whole life is fucked.
Lily slumps against the wall.
I'll take you.
What?
I'll take you.
Lily drives them along the pavement in her mini. Smiling, she flops all over the place. Malcolm tries to keep her upright. Stops and slumps against the steering wheel.
Inside, outside, come around.
She lifts her head as a police car drives past. Malcolm looks in the mirror and sees the police car turning round. It drives back towards them with its lights flashing.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
The police car speeds past them and Malcolm looks slightly relieved. Lily's head is flopped back against the seat. She's not moving.
Lily! Lily! Lily!
I gotta pee!
She clambers out.
Lily!
Malcolm watches her run across the street. Lily runs to a low bush outside a coffee shop, squats down, and pees on the pavement. Malcolm watches, taken aback. He looks at his watch, gets out of the car, and gets in the driver's seat. He drives away. Malcolm's eyes widen and he slams on the brakes. Jaleel drives past in the Maserati, followed by several police cars. Malcolm watches them drive by.
What the fuck?
The image freezes, then plays in reverse. The cop cars go backwards and Jaleel's Maserati follows. The film speeds up, back to Jaleel squaring up to the voice in Jimmy's Burgers.
Here's what's going down. We're going to order our food. And then you can order your lunch or whatever the fuck else. All right? We're going to keep it pushing.
The voice punches Jaleel and Jaleel accidentally shoots himself in the leg. Diggy and Jib get under a table. As the voice aims at Jaleel, a rival gang member shoots the voice's driver. Jib and Diggy jump over the counter and Jaleel hobbles out the door. Diggy dives through the serving hatch. Jib grabs a box of fries and hands it to her. Jaleel limps to his Maserati and gets in. The voice pulls out a gun and runs after him. Jaleel drives off.
The fuck is Jaleel?
They see him go.
Fuck, that was all right.
Police cars arrive.
Run! Keep your hands up.
The voice complies. Back in the present, Jaleel and the cops drive past Malcolm.
What the fuck?
His mouth hanging open in disbelief, Malcolm drives on. He anxiously checks his watch. He arrives for his college interview and meets Austin Jacoby's assistant.
Mr. Jacoby's just wrapping up a staff meeting. He'll be a few minutes.
Malcolm slips his backpack off his back and sits facing a desk. He takes the top off a bottle of water, drinks, and looks around. There's a framed certificate and other items hanging on the wall, plus photographs and various trophies on a wooden chest. Something catches Malcolm's eye, and he slowly lowers the bottle of water. He looks at a photo of a bunch of guys smiling. A caption beneath reads, Teen Enrollment Program of Los Angeles.
Dom?
Malcolm stands up.
Is that Dom?
Dom is in the picture. Malcolm looks at another framed photograph. It's of Lily and Jaleel smiling together. There are a couple of other family photos behind it.
Oh, shit.
Austin Jacoby.
He offers his hand.
Nice to meet you, Malcolm. Take a seat. Come on, relax.
Mortified, Malcolm sits.
So, Malcolm Adekunbi. Did I pronounce that right?
Malcolm nods.
Yeah, great. You're Nigerian.
My dad, he went back to Nigeria before I was born.
Sorry to hear that. I know what it's like to grow up without a father. That's why I spend a lot of time and a lot of money with the boys' club.
Those kids.
Lily and Jaleel.
Are they your kids?
Yes, they are. Not too much older than you.
Do you know Dominique?
Excuse me?
You probably know him as Dom.
No, sorry. Why do you ask?
Dom gave me something to deliver to someone. As crazy as it seems, I think that someone is you.
This Dom person, what did he say that I should have to do with this delivery?
I don't know. I just know that he told me to deliver it to AJ, so.
All right, then why did you do it?
I didn't have a choice.
Come on, Malcolm, come on. You always have a choice, right? You could have done a lot of things with that package. You're a smart kid. I'm sure you thought about all of them, but you chose to make the delivery for this Dom person because you thought it was what? In your best interest?
Malcolm nervously nods to intense-looking Jacoby.
So, you should take responsibility for the choice that you've made. Now you know I'm not the person or persons for whom this delivery was intended. Something happened along the way. It's like Amazon. If you order Rick Ross, Macklemore, CD.
I would not order a Macklemore CD. That wouldn't happen.
All right. Who then?
Casey Veggies.
Casey Veggies. That's an artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you order Casey Veggies CD from Amazon, right?
No, you don't order a Casey Veggies CD. You just go online and you download it.
Yeah, okay. All right. But you are aware that Amazon does ship discs, right? And if you order that disc and it does not come in a timely fashion, you're going to call them and you're going to say, where's my stuff? And Amazon has to assume responsibility. But it's just one CD. But what if it's 100 orders and 100 CDs don't show up, or 1,000 or 10,000? It's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
So Amazon has got to assume the full cost of the loss. But most importantly, they have to deal with the loss of their reputation, a reputation that has taken a long time to build. You understand what I'm saying? So let's do this. Let's reschedule this interview for a few weeks from now. Give you a little time. Go out there and make the delivery for which you have claimed responsibility to the appropriate consumers, so that the suppliers of this product can be whole, metaphorically speaking, of course. If you're able to do this, it shows me more about you than any interview ever could. And I would then make it my business to make you a man of Harvard. I want you to get out of the bottoms, just like I did. I know from growing up there, it's very, very dangerous. And that your family or your friends could get killed at any moment just by being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Jacoby stands up.
I'd hate for that to happen to you. Or any of your family members.
Getting on?
Malcolm gets on his mum Lisa's bus. He looks shattered.
Looks like you and I have the same kind of day. How'd the interview go?
He stares blankly.
Okay. Sit down. My shift's almost over. I'll take you home.
Thanks, Mom.
Malcolm trudges to the back seat of the bus and sits down. Bright sunlight shines on the bus windows. Malcolm sits slumped and stares into space.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home.
Passengers come and go on the bus. In his mind's eye, Malcolm sees Diggy and Jib get on and sit down. They barely glance at him. After time, Dom gets on and sits down.
Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
The voice and his driver get on and sit. Jaleel swaggers down the aisle of the bus and sits. They all nod their heads to the music. They turn and look at Malcolm with grave expressions. Waking from a doze, Malcolm opens his eyes. Diggy, Jib and the others aren't there, just an assortment of passengers. Malcolm looks to his right and sees his backpack. At school, Malcolm, Diggy and Jib watch a news report. It shows Lily running across the road with her silky gown flapping open. Her groin area is pixelated.
The incident took place today at 7 Bucks Coffee. Apparently, the side effects of the popular club drug MDMA, or Molly. Tannenhill James was a witness to this bizarre scene.
So I'm here at the 7 Bucks, drinking my vanilla chai latte and eating me some pound cake. Because you know niggas don't eat scones, right? When all of a sudden this crazy little naked hoe comes up and she squatted down right in front of me and she pissed right there, I swear to God. Pissed right there for a long time. So now you tell me, how am I supposed to eat my pound cake after witnessing something like that.
Reporting live, Aaron Maeda, Channel 10 News.
Up next, fight over lunch turns deadly in Inglewood.
Did he actually say I'll kill you and your friends if you don't sell these drugs, or just you? What?
To Diggy.
Don't act like you weren't curious, too.
Not directly. He was talking about Amazon and Rick Ross CDs not getting to their customers.
Niggas don't even buy CDs anymore, dog.
Jib, that's not the fucking point.
Are you gonna go and sell on the corner? Because we're a bunch of bitches, man.
Speak for yourself, Jib.
Yes, I am a bitch-ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. I own that shit. Who are you trying to impress, Diggy?
We're talking about Molly, Jib, not fucking heroin. Okay, all we gotta do is find the white people. Go to Coachella, Lollapalooza.
Yeah, yeah. We can backpack and hitchhike and sing Mumford and Sons songs and all that folk fucking shit.
Fuck you, okay? I'm just saying it could work.
Yeah, yeah. Why stop there, you know? Why not hit Banru also?
Bitcoins. That's how we do it.
Do what?
Malcolm's eyes widen.
Oh, shit. There's these sites where you can sell everything from fake credit cards to illegal guns and drugs, and they use Bitcoin so they can't be traced. We don't have to stand on any corner.
Dark web. Could work.
Way better than Coachella. Because the FBI can track us. The police.
No, they can't. Not if you use a Tor browser.
What the fuck is that?
Onion routing.
Layered encryptions.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole with thousands of computers moving in nanoseconds.
What the fuck is a whack-a-mole?
Look, these dark websites run off these secret IP addresses, like low-sec level shady. We need to find one somehow.
A long-haired white guy takes pills.
What? We beat to rap, what key beat to lock?
William Ian Sherwood III, musician, scholar, rake, entrepreneur, conspiracy theorist. But I'm cool like
that. I'm cool. He gets a message from Malcolm, Diggy, and Jib. Need to meet ASAP. I'm cool like that. I'm
cool. Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy met William at Bandcamp 3 years ago.
Yo, you niggas need some weed? I got you. Good shit. Fair prices.
Diggy slaps him.
William assured them that he used the word nigga only as a term of endearment, as explained by Q-Tip in the classic song, Sucka Nigga.
Will faces Diggy and she holds up a hand.
It's your room right there.
After that, they all hit it off. Though he never used that word in front of them again. The mission of Bandcamp was to give kids from different backgrounds a chance to exchange music and experiences unique to their cultures.
Wait. Okay, so you're saying white girls will suck dick, yet still claim they're virgins?
Yeah, man, I'm serious.
Really?
Dude, check it. I've been getting head since I was like 12, all right? I've been hitting hoes in the ass since I was like 14. It's true, man. These chicks will let you fill any hole except the pussy with a dick. No problem.
So technically, you're still a virgin too.
Will not.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's something to wrap your brain around, man. I've never had intercourse with a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Only asshole and oral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the question isn't, am I technically a virgin? What the question could be is, am I technically gay?
Oh, that's deep, nigga.
Yeah. I don't know.
William went to prep school, where he smoked a pound of weed a week, skipped classes, and had a 1.9 GPA, yet got a perfect score on his SAT. He was accepted to his father's alma mater under academic probation, which meant he had to maintain a 3.0 grade point average. So William hacked into the database, erasing all grades from the entire freshman class.
On dope, yeah. He has a revelation.
Small batch craft brewed 40-ounce malt liquor.
He makes brewing notes in a book. At a party, a girl drinks a bottle of Will's craft brewed malt. Will's kissing Lily at the party.
That same year, he achieved his dream of having sex with a black girl.
You ever fucked on Molly before?
No.
She shoves him.
Hey, no, it's good, man. It's like being fucked by God.
He pours some ecstasy into his mouth and Lily licks the white powder out.
So everybody's going to Black Market Reloaded and a bunch of smaller sites, but dude, that shit is getting mad sketchy now. If you niggas...
They glare at him.
If you guys want drugs, I can get you good shit way less expensive than online.
Nigga, we don't need to buy anything. We need to set up a store to sell.
Nah, really, dude. What can I get you, man?
I'm dead-ass serious, nigga. Dead-ass serious.
Okay.
In his front yard.
Okay. All right, wait. Because this is ridiculous, man. Why the fuck, after all these years, you can call me N-word and I can't say it?
Yo, look, we already went over this. I'll have to slap the shit out of you again. I don't want to do that.
See, that's not even right. I mean, like, really, you know I'm not the one, all right? This is all love here.
Look, let's get back.
Hey, you asked me to do something for you, I'm like, what? I'm down. I don't give a fuck. Because you're my people, all right? You're my... And this is where I would insert that word.
It's nothing personal. You still my nigga, but I gotta slap the shit out of you based on principle.
Let's get back to what's going on.
No. Wait, principle? Okay, you want to talk principal. What about Jib here, man? This dude isn't African-American. He's like fucking Latino, Moroccan or some shit. I don't know. Technically, he shouldn't be able to say the word. Why can he use it?
Okay, because I'm 14% African.
14? That doesn't... Shit, I'm probably 14%.
I am 14% African. Ancestry.com.
Look, we don't give a fuck.
For real?
Just say the damn word, okay? It doesn't matter. It's cool, right?
I don't give a shit.
I give a fuck. Don't say that shit. I will slap the shit out of you.
No. No, you won't, because you have been outvoted by your peers.
I'm George W. Bush. I don't give a fuck what the vote says. What the fuck?
Diggy looks at Malcolm and Jib.
I don't say it.
She gasps.
All right, you can say it.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I really do. I like a nigga with saying, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
No, it was reflex.
Reflex.
Dude, it won't happen again. I'm sorry.
Look, Will, we need your help to sell this shit. That's why we're here. Whoa, how did you guys get that?
It's a long story, man. We need to know if you're gonna help us.
Why? I mean, you guys could set that type of shit up easy.
No, nigga, not like you, okay? I need to go ghost. None of this shit can point back to me. The type of protection I need for this shit requires a hacker. Ain't on shit. You broke into the fucking USC database.
Hey, no, okay? Samo did that. I don't know shit, all right?
Whatever, nigga. Look, we don't know shit about selling dope. Nothing. Nothing about the units, the terminology, the pricing, none of that shit. I don't even know how much this fucking bag is worth. You do.
Okay. But if this is a Samo type job, man, I can't just do this as a favor.
What do you want, a percentage of the profits?
Fuck that. Hey, me and Molly.
In Will's house.
Cut up the shit. Don't want to measure it out. So you can bag it up in grams, sell it that way. But you know what a lot of the kids are liking nowadays is the pill form.
Will photographs various bags of the drug in pill and powdered form. Malcolm, Dickie, and Jib walk through their high school.
So where are we setting up shop?
Malcolm smiles and throws out his arms.
Here.
Here?
Yeah, here.
Are you fucking retarded?
No. It's actually genius, bro. We have a science lab.
We want to enter the Google Science Fair. All we need you to do is open up the science labs and we can do everything else.
Will extracts data from computers and gives Malcolm a memory stick.
Don't lose that shit, okay?
We have a computer lab, which nobody ever uses.
They advertise the drugs online and set up a Bitcoin account.
Now the supplies laying around the band room would be perfect for shipping.
Jib and Diggy take envelopes and packets from stationery shelves.
And the best part, watch.
Malcolm walks through the body scanner. Despite the alarm going off and the dog barking, Stacy waves Malcolm through. Diggy and Jib follow, smiling.
Nobody's gonna suspect a thing. We're just geeks doing what geeks do. Right?
Malcolm and Jib clasp and slap hands. Will video messages while smoking a joint.
What's up?
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, congratulations on getting the store set up. Now, we gotta get you guys some customers, right?
Yeah.
Check it out. My house is having a party. We could use a cool band.
At the party, Malcolm, Diggy, and Jib set up. Will's with a young guy, Lance.
Okay. I mean, just say we're like, what about if you're quoting, like, rap lyrics? Say we're all listening to The Chronic, Doggy Style, we're all rapping along. Like, what are we supposed to say? Because I never hesitate to put an N-word on his back. I'm sorry, that's bullshit, dude.
Yes.
What about the artist's intent?
Dude, that is exactly what I'm talking about, man.
I saw your bitch Lily on YouTube.
Okay, well, yeah. Lily is not my bitch anymore, so.
Hey, then can I get at her, dude? Because I got to find out what she was on.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. All right, go for it, dude. Hey, but for real, she was using... this.
He waggles a bag of ecstasy and looks at Malcolm, who's about to play.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi, I'm Malcolm Adrock on guitar. We got Diggity Dicky Dawson on the drums. And we got Steel Face Bobblehead Jibby right here on the bass, huh?
Play something fresh, Prince.
Right? We are Oreo. About to turn up, okay? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The screen goes black. At home, Malcolm lies on his bed, dozing. Malcolm slowly comes round. He takes his phone from his pocket and stares at the display. On the screen is a social networking site with the caption, at Oreo. Above the caption, new followers, is an ever-increasing number. 1,050 and rising.
What the fuck?
Malcolm flips through various messages and pictures from the party. A video of the band playing. A message pops up. Jib, you see this? Another message pops up. F*$CK, yeah. Hashtag Oreo.
Yeah, my adrenaline is racing. You may not see.
Photos of kids getting drugged up at the party appear with messages. Best party ever. Oreo rocks. I love you, Molly. Love the ass pic. Someone brought my girl Molly to the party. Hashtag Oreo. Hashtag Molly. Videos of the band playing pop up. Malcolm nods his head to the music. Everyone gets into it. A link entitled Diggy Hearts Titties. Video footage of a girl shaking her boobs in Diggy's face. More clips. Out of control. Hashtag boobies. Booty, 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 hashtag twerk. A girl waggles her bum. The guy Will was talking to, Lance, is soaked in sweat and wild-eyed.
No, fuck Molly, don't talk about that, Lily, son! How am I supposed to eat my pound?
Okay. Eat my pound cake.
My pound cake!
Film of the guy who witnessed Lily peeing.
This channel 10, y'all out here, Hey, homie, videotape this. I want to tweak this later, man.
Malcolm's in the computer room. Order received pops up on screen.
Son of a bitch. We got an order.
Another message. I heard you got that Lily.
Lily?
In the science lab.
Can't believe we're really doing this right now.
Jib keeps watch. With a shaky hand, Malcolm measures out some of the white powder on a set of scales. Diggy helps him.
No.
Diggy uses a pipette to insert ecstasy into a red pill casing. She holds up a bag with three pills in it. Malcolm ships the drugs online.
Ship it to work, Will.
Malcolm prints off a postage label and sticks it on a padded envelope. In the evening, Malcolm posts the envelope in a mailbox. In the computer room, Malcolm stares at a computer screen and smiles.
Oh, shit.
A message appears on Malcolm's online store. 30 orders received, one comment, 2.15 bitcoins. Videos of Lily peeing and kids getting high and dancing. A caption. People on Lily be like,
Lily, dude, that was unbelievable.
The caption, people on Lily be like, appears on videos of kids partying. Messages pop up. Lily is the new Molly. I need some of this. Hashtag now. Hashtag Lily. A young woman with a pill between her teeth. Important visitors are shown around the school.
Principal Harris tells me that there are three young men who actually join the Google Science Fair. Please.
He gives a thumbs up through a window to Malcolm, Jib and Diggy, who are processing ecstasy orders. They smile and give him a thumbs up back.
Proof that the public school system is still a ladder to success.
We have an ounce for Joe Patterson.
We have an ounce for Don Smith.
We have an eighth for Ashley Down.
Susan Thompson.
Burnt.
In class, Malcolm, Diggy and Jib can barely stay awake. A drug enforcement administration technician.
Yeah, it's popped up about a few weeks ago. Look at what they're moving. It's major volume, too. I don't know why they're calling it Lily. Maybe 2 Chainz called it that on a mixtape. He's a rapper. Yeah, you know, the birthday song, Big Booty Ho. Okay, never mind, forget it.
Malcolm cycles home with Diggy and Jib behind him. He looks surprised to see Nakia standing by his gate. She wears shorts, a baggy off-white jersey, and dark glasses.
Hi. Is that offer still on the table? Help.
Malcolm looks at her unsurely.
If you're busy, I can come back tomorrow or later.
No, no. They're about to leave.
Yeah, we were sipping
stuff. Okay, cool.
Thanks. Malcolm follows Nakia through the gate, and he shoves his bike aside. He looks back and sees Diggy and Jib crudely thrusting their hips. Nakia looks round, and they smile and wave.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Bye. Malcolm and Nakia carry on into the house. Jib mimes ejaculating, and Diggy mimes licking it up. In the living room, Malcolm sits with Nakia, helping her with her studies. With a textbook open, she makes notes on a piece of paper. Nakia puts her pencil down and smiles at Malcolm.
Thanks for helping me.
I'm close.
You're a fast learner.
She closes her book and puts it in her bag. She leans against his shoulder.
She's been real crazy since Tom got locked up.
She looks at Malcolm tearfully.
Some of his boys got smoked on the corner the other day.
She looks down and a tear rolls down her cheek. She shakes her head.
I don't want to go back there.
She looks at Malcolm sadly and he moves her braided hair away from her face.
Sorry, I just don't have people I can talk to about this stuff that understand, you know? Thanks.
Their faces close, they gaze at each other for a moment.
Tom called from jail the other day. He asked about you.
Malcolm moves away slightly.
That's why you showed up all of a sudden.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that Dom sent you here as his messenger. All this crying on my shoulder, bullshit. You're supposed to put your feminine wiles on me and find out about the fucking dope, right? Right?
She stares at him tearfully and nods. She picks up her bag and starts to walk out. Malcolm stands, and she turns to face him.
Wait,
And here I was. Stupid enough to think that you were different than these other niggas.
Nakia.
Fuck you!
Nakia shrugs Malcolm off and he holds up his hands. She leaves and shuts the door. Malcolm stands with his back to the door, with a look of disbelief on his face.
Feminine wiles?
Good morning. Today you're going to take the SAT. The SAT is your chance to show how prepared you are for college. You will have 25 minutes to work on section one.
Cops walk by.
What the fuck was that?
Stacy and his dog were with them.
What do you mean you don't know?
Drug search, dog. They do it randomly, like, every month or so. It's all for show. I mean, it's not like somebody's stupid enough to put some shit in their locker.
Malcolm puts his hand up.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes. Do not do it one
time. He bolts out of the test room and down the corridor to his locker. He gets his backpack and walks off, but doubles back when he sees Stacy and the cops. Malcolm runs along, trying a number of locked doors. A teacher comes out of a classroom, and Malcolm smiles politely. Malcolm runs, seeing a cop. He turns left, almost falling over as he does so. Malcolm hides in a bathroom and opens the door to see the cops go past. The dog is with them. When the cops are gone, Malcolm runs out along the corridor. He bumps into Stacy and falls over.
Man.
Come on, man.
What in the hell are you doing?
SATs.
SATs?
I had to use the restroom and kind of late getting back. You know?
Stacy hands him his backpack.
Thank you.
Good luck, little man.
Bring that beat back. Bring that One, two, three, four, hit it.
Stacy leaves Malcolm looking relieved. Malcolm runs back to the test room and goes in. Later, Malcolm walks with Diggy and Jib. Jib looks fed up.
I'm not doing this shit no more.
Bro, I can fix this shit. I can fix this shit. The bag is almost done. The shit is almost gone.
I mean, I can't sell this shit no more. We almost just got fucking caught. Look, I don't want to go to jail. I want to go to fucking college. I want to get a good job. I want to help my mom.
Dick,
Diggy looks equally fed up.
It's cool.
Malcolm starts to walk away.
It's my fault. My weight to carry.
Yo, that's bullshit.
Malcolm stops.
We all wanted to go to Dom's party, especially you, Jib. It's all right to carry, too. You got your back to me, right?
Diggy looks at Jib wide-eyed.
Right?
Frowning, Jib throws out his hand. Diggy walks over to Malcolm. Infuriated, Jib sags. Malcolm gives Will a bag of ecstasy.
Ooh. It is.
Ross is.
All right, so when we get the bitcoins, then what? I need cash.
Will puffs on a vaporizer.
I mean, you would have to do a currency exchange to get the U.S. dollar equivalent, but I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose of a non-fiat currency, right?
Okay, see, I don't give a fuck about all that Aaron Swartz Occupy Wall Street shit.
Okay, well, you have to link your Bitcoin account to a bank account, and then there's this infinitesimally small chance that it could be traced. I mean, the feds would have to know exactly what they're looking for, you know? It's not something they could just stumble upon randomly. Basically, I would just have to make a stupid-ass mistake for them to trace it, and do I look like the type of nigga that makes stupid-ass mistakes?
He sniffs a fingertip of ecstasy.
So, you want me to set up that exchange?
I'm good. I'll do it. What if I want zero chances of trace?
Well, if you want zero trace...
Will shakes his head.
You gotta go black market, homie. Yeah, you gotta put the bitcoins on a drive, make a hand-to-hand exchange. You get cash minus the transaction fee. If you really want to go that route, and I really don't suggest it, I know a dude in the garment district. Ask for Fidel. If you pass his test, he'll help you. If you don't, well, just pass his test.
One of these alligator bags was made here. One is from the store. Which one is which?
The right one, I mean, because it's perfect.
They both look the same.
In his gloomy warehouse, Fidel walks up to Malcolm and looms over him.
The reality is, I sell 90% of my stuff to white hoes. Most aren't rich enough to afford retail. And why you think that is?
I don't know.
They know. They know the only difference between these two bags is the person rocking them. So when they rock them, people gonna assume it's real. And the flip of that is, it doesn't matter if you had the receipt from Barney sewn into the bag. People gonna assume it's fake. Only you know the truth.
He grabs Malcolm's shoulder.
So what are you, man? Are you a real? Are you a fake? That's what I need to find out.
I'm just Malcolm, man.
Just Malcolm? Who the fuck is Malcolm? Show me. I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
He points at his cheek. Malcolm looks at Diggy and Jib.
Hey, don't look at them. It's between you and me. I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. You can either man up or run out like the little bitch you is. One.
Nah, let's just go.
Listen to your friends, boy. Two.
You can't be serious.
I'm more than serious, motherfucker. Three.
I need that money.
You ain't getting shit. Four. Yeah, you see your pussy friends leaving? They running like some little bitches. Run, pussy. Five. Hit me, man. Five, motherfucker.
Malcolm punches Fidel hard on his jaw, then steps back fearfully. Fidel glowers at Malcolm for a moment, then walks over to a desk. He gets a gun. Malcolm twitches and fidgets anxiously.
Oh, man. You.
Fidel walks up to Malcolm holding the gun and peers at him. Malcolm stares back, his mouth slightly open.
Drive.
Where?
Give me the drive.
Malcolm takes the computer drive from his pocket and hands it to Fidel. Diggy and Jib, who ran off, reappear at the other end of the room. Fidel plugs the drive into the end of a cable and types on a computer keyboard. Fidel stands and beckons Malcolm closer.
Come here, man.
Fidel unzips one of the alligator skin bags and puts in three bundles of cash. He slaps his hand on Malcolm's shoulder.
Now I know who you are. A man that does not give a fuck.
Fidel points his finger at Malcolm, who looks stunned. Malcolm, Diggy and Jib cross a road in front of a bar. Carrying the bag, Malcolm leads them across a patch of grass. The guy who took Malcolm's trainer, Bug, gets out of a car with a bunch of guys. They run towards Malcolm.
Hey, Bug! Don't you owe me another shoe, nigga! Shit.
Bug shoves Malcolm to the ground and kicks him. The others lay into Diggy and Jib.
Malcolm! Get off him! Malcolm!
Fuck down, nigga.
Malcolm!
Bitch, nigga. Yeah.
Bug looks inside the bag.
Jib, get the fucking bag.
Come on!
Oh, shit! Yeah. Come on, come on.
His hand shaking, Malcolm aims a gun at Bug.
Give me his bag.
Bug and his boys, Diggy and Jib, all look shocked. Malcolm's hand continues to shake. The gun barrel wobbles from side to side.
Please, just give me the bag.
Bug puts the money back in the bag and zips it up. With a bitter expression, he glances round, then throws the bag on the ground.
How do you want that shit, blood? Let's go, nigga.
Come on, man. We out.
Malcolm keeps the gun aimed at the car as they leave. Jib picks up the bag and walks over to Malcolm.
It's okay.
Jib looks at Malcolm, grave-faced.
It's okay.
Malcolm snaps out of a trance-like state and lowers the gun. He turns to look at Jib and Diggy.
Come on. Let's go.
They stand there, sharing awkward looks a moment longer, then walk away. At home, Malcolm sits typing at a computer. He reads what he's written, mouthing the words. Malcolm goes to see Austin Jacoby in his office. Malcolm puts the alligator skin bag on the desk and takes out bundles of cash. He puts them on the desk and sits facing Jacoby.
It's 10%. Consider it a proffer. The rest is in a Bitcoin account.
Bitcoin?
It's an untraceable internet currency. There are websites that sell a lot of things that people would get in trouble for selling. They use bitcoins. Kind of like Amazon.
So you sold on the internet?
Malcolm smiles.
No. No. You did.
Excuse me?
You set up a store on Black Market Reloaded. Very successful. Very successful. I mean, you moved your entire inventory.
See, the market's been pretty volatile, but as of right now, you have $97,267.31 in your Bitcoin exchange account.
Huh.
$10,000 in cash. Now, as long as your Bitcoins stay in the exchange account, they're safe, untraceable. Now, if you were to exchange the Bitcoins into dollars and transfer that money into your Jacoby check cashing corporate account, and there'd be a really, really small chance of it getting traced by the DEA or FBI. And I mean, that would only happen if you were idiotically sloppy while setting up the Bitcoin exchange account.
A flashback.
So, you want me to set up that exchange?
I'm good. I'll do it.
I mean, it would almost have to be...
He looks directly at Jacoby.
Intentional.
A flashback of Malcolm typing at his computer.
And why should I believe any of this, Malcolm?
Is your Jacoby APS shipping account number 5X4578? California Regional Bank number 26785673? Federal tax ID 95... Hey, you really should just upgrade your firewall. I actually know a guy. He's kind of familiar with your system, right?
A flashback of Will extracting information from the Jacoby's computers. He takes off a mask and hands a key to a receptionist.
You're all out of toilet paper, hon.
He walks past Jacoby.
Okay.
courtside. Gotta have it.
No, come on.
Will gives the memory stick to Malcolm, who plugs it into the computer at school with Diggy and Jib, in Jacoby's office.
Now what if I report to the authorities that my securities have been breached and my identity has been stolen?
As I've just learned, doesn't matter if this bag is real or fake. Because of where I come from, everybody's gonna assume it's fake. So since you and I come from the same place, what is the DEA gonna assume about you?
Because you and I are from the same place. Malcolm, you should know what a person like me can do to a person like you.
Yeah.
Malcolm looks confident.
But that's not what a Harvard man would do. Now, see, a man of Harvard is smart enough to see that would set off a chain of events that would inevitably come back and destroy him and everything he's built. That would be a shame. So I think you should take this opportunity before you very seriously. Do everything in your power to ensure that I become a man of Harvard. And make sure nothing happens to a hair on my gorgeous head. Can you dig it?
Jacoby nods and smiles incredulously. Malcolm gets up and slings his backpack on his back. Jacoby watches him as he goes to the door. Malcolm leaves the alligator bag on the desk. Can't
bring me down. Malcolm, you forgot your bag.
It's fake.
Malcolm goes. At school, he walks through the body scanner and nods to Stacy. In the computer room, Malcolm stares at his application essay, a research thesis to discover Ice Cube's good day. Malcolm remembers Mr. Bailey.
Malcolm, you're pretty damn arrogant. You think you're going to get into Harvard? Who do you think you are?
Sitting at the computer, Malcolm highlights and deletes what he's written of the Ice Cube essay. He begins again. Let me tell you about two students. He leans on the desk and looks directly at the camera.
Let me tell you about two students.
He walks through school with Diggy and Jib.
Student A is a straight-A student who lives in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
Bug touches the peak of his cap to Malcolm.
He plays in a punk band with his best friends. He loves his skateboard and riding his BMX bike. His favorite TV show is Game of Thrones and his favorite band is The Thermals. He's a 90s hip-hop geek. Student B goes to an underfunded school where teachers who rather not be there teach kids who really don't care. He lives with a single mother, doesn't know his father, and has sold dope.
Malcolm does a drug deal on a street at night.
Now close your eyes. Picture each of these kids and tell me what you see. Be honest. No one's gonna judge you. Now open your eyes.
Day.
So am I student A or student B? Am I a geek or a menace? For most of my life, I've been caught in between who I really am and how I'm perceived, in between categories and definitions. I don't fit in. And I used to think that that was a curse, but now I'm slowly starting to see. Maybe it's a blessing. See, when you don't fit in, you're forced to see the world from many different angles and points of view. You gain knowledge, life lessons from disparate people and places, and those lessons, for better or worse, have shaped me. So who am I? Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores. I taught myself how to play guitar and read music. I have stellar recommendations and diverse extracurricular activities. I'm a Google Science Fair participant, and in 3 weeks, I helped make over $100,000 for an online business.
On a street at night.
So why do I want to attend Harvard? If I was white, would you even have to ask me that question? It's my turn
now. Malcolm pulls up the hood of the gray top he's wearing and walks off into the night. In the computer room, he finishes writing his essay. He stares at his work for a moment, then presses a key. A message pops up on screen. Application successfully submitted. Good luck.
How come you don't hear me, ma? Tell me where you're hearing when. How you just gonna leave me in a social experiment?
At a barber's shop, Malcolm sits in the chair with a red gown around him. The barber runs a set of clippers up the back of Malcolm's head. No longer with a flat top, but with his afro hair cut short, Malcolm calls at Nakia's house.
Girl, I like one nigga's to buy, so sorry, mommy, but I wanna. So
Malcolm sits in the cluttered, dimly lit music room at school. Diggy and Jib come in. At her house, Nakia looks through the spy hole and sees Malcolm. She stands behind the door looking thoughtful. Malcolm slips an envelope under the door. Diggy, Malcolm and Jib sit with their arms around each other. They've dressed up. Malcolm and Jib wear crumpled suits and Diggy wears a low-cut white t-shirt, chunky silver necklace, black jeans and a waistcoat. Nakia picks up the envelope and reads a note on it. Good luck on the test. She takes a ticket from the envelope. Starry Night Senior Prom, Admit 1. Malcolm stands waiting outside the entrance to the senior prom. There are balloons around the entrance. The door is open, and inside couples are dancing. A few people are chatting outside. As people come and go, Malcolm looks glum. He walks away. Nakia stands waiting at the gate outside Malcolm's house. She smiles as he walks up.
Nice haircut. I like it.
He looks at her with a soft expression.
I'm sorry for all the stuff that I said. There was a lot going on at the time, and that wasn't me.
She smiles and nods.
Yeah, it was. You might have all these other folks fooled, but not me. You're complicated. Anyway, I just came by to say thank you.
Thank you. You pass?
Mm-hmm.
You pass. You're supposed to go to prom.
No. I told you I wasn't mad about missing prom.
She holds up tickets for the Six Flags amusement park. He reaches for them.
I was mad about missing Six Flags.
They move closer. Nakia gently kisses Malcolm on the cheek and smiles at him.
I'll pick you up in the morning.
She walks away. A smile spreads across Malcolm's face. Malcolm walks into his bedroom. Propped up against his pillow is a large envelope. Stamped in red in the bottom right-hand corner is Admissions. Malcolm puts his jacket on the bed, sits, and opens the envelope. Malcolm takes a letter from the envelope and reads it. His lips parted, he lifts his head and stares into space, deep in thought. Malcolm's eyes flit to the right and a hopeful smile flickers on his lips.
It's my turn now. It's
bold, red, filled in letters on a black background. Don't. The credits pop up with graphic icons next to them. Film of Malcolm dancing near various iconic locations, including Randy's Donuts.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me.
Now written and directed by Rick Famuyiwa. A film by Rick Famuyiwa, produced by Forrest Whitaker, PGA, and Nina Yang Bongiovi, PGA. Executive producers, Pharrell Williams, Michael Y. Chow, Rick Famuyiwa, David Lonner. Co-executive producer, Sean Coombs. Shamik Moore, Tony Revolori, Kirstie Clemons, Kimberly Elise, Chanel Iman, Keith Stanfield, DeAndre Bond, Roger Gwenver-Smith, Forrest Whitaker as the narrator, with Blake Anderson, Zoe Kravitz and A$AP Rocky, Quincy Brown, Rick Fox, Amin Joseph, Ashton Moyo, Cap Tiger.
I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy.
Co-producers Mimi Valdez, Karen Veazey, David Grace, Director of Photography Rachel Morrison, Production Designer Scott Falconer, Costume Designer Patrick Milani, edited by Lee Hogan. Original songs by Pharrell Williams. Original score by Jermaine Franco. Casting by Kim Coleman, CSA. Associate producer, Erica Brady. Unit production manager, David Grays. First assistant directors, Mark Oppenheimer, Tony Steinberg. Second assistant directors, Elian Olson, Athena Alexander. Cast in alphabetical order. ASAP Rocky, Dom. Blake Anderson, Will Sherwood. Bruce Beattie, Mr. Bailey. DeAndre Bonds, Stacy. Julian Brand, Mario. Quincy Brown, Jaleel. Kiersey Clemens, Diggy. Kimberly Elise, Lisa Hayes. Rick Fox, Councilman Blackmon. Christopher Glenn, Crip One. Ricky Harris, Tannehill James. Chanel Iman, Lily. Wyking Jones Sat, Proctor. Amin Joseph, The Voice. Cap G, Fidel X. Alan Maldonado, Alan the Bouncer. Josh Mayadia, Tech. Mimi Michaels, AJ's Receptionist. Ashton Moyo, Lars. Shamik Moore, Malcolm. Lydia Porto, Marta. Tony Revolori, Jim. I'm in a good mood. Can't bring me down. Roger Gwenza Smith, Austin Jacoby. Keith Stanfield, Bug. Lynn Staples, Dom's Crew 1. Milton TJ Taylor, Young Malcolm. Tiger, DeAndre. Casey Veggies, The Rapper. Forrest Whitaker, The Narrator. Songs, Hip Hip Hooray, performed by Naughty by Nature. Can't Bring Me Down, performed by Oreo. Dirty Feeling, performed by Lollawolf. Go Ahead, performed by Oreo. Freak on a Leash, performed by Korn. Woo Ha, Got You All in Check, performed by Busta Rhymes. Scenario, performed by A Tribe Called Quest. The Choice Is Yours, performed by Black Sheep. Home Is Where the Hatred Is, performed by Gil Scott-Heron. New Money, performed by Buddy. Bitch Better Have My Money, performed by AMG. I'm Your Drug, performed by Miguel Millions, featuring J. Nix. Slam, performed by Onyx. I Wanna Rock, performed by Luke. Lord Pretty Flaco Jody 2, LPFJ2, performed by ASAP Rocky. Poppin' Off, performed by Watch the Duck. Don't Get Deleted, performed by Oreo. The Boy, performed by Casey Veggies. Know What I Want, performed by Kali Yukis. Go, performed by Santi Gold. Rebel Without a Pause, performed by Public Enemy. Gas, performed by Moors. Buggin' Out, performed by A Tribe Called Quest. Cocaine Shorty, performed by Cap G. Juice, Know the Ledge, performed by Eric B. and Rakim. It's My Turn Now, performed by Oreo. The Humpty Dance, performed by Digital Underground. The World Is Yours, performed by Nas. In memory of Chris Mendoza, 1960 to 2014. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. Copyright That's Dope, LLC, 2015. MPAA 49757.